Good morning, everybody. It's Ben Baker coming to you live from the YourLivingBrand.live show. It is September 27th. It is about 10 o'clock in the morning. Good morning. I want to welcome you to the show. My name is Ben Baker. My company is Your Brand Marketing. And this show is all about finding out what makes you different as a company. What makes you special? Why do people like you? Why do people want to do business with you? Why should they care about you? In a world today where too many companies are being commodities, they're just selling on price and price alone, and they're not differentiating themselves. This show shows that any company, doesn't matter what the industry, can be different, that they can have a unique story to tell. And through that, you know what? They can differentiate themselves in a way where they can get people to buy from them, not on price alone, but on a reason that they find that what they do is interesting, it's valuable, and it's going to solve a problem that they actually have. And that's what business should be all about. It shouldn't be who can do it cheaper, who can do it faster. It should be, can people solve a problem? And that's what this show is about. Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, my company, Your Brand Marketing, consults, we teach, and we speak on brand message, market, vision, and value. What does that mean? It means that we work with our customers to help them engage with their audience in a meaningful way, that people understand what they do and why they do it, and that they care, and they want to do business with them. And that's what business should be about. Now, our guest today is Anthony Madani. Anthony has a company called Up Media. They're doing some really cool, interesting things today with video, and I'm going to let Anthony talk to you about it, but let me bring him on board. We've pre-recorded this episode, but let me go grab him and enjoy the conversation, and I'll be back to say bye at the end of the show. Welcome, Anthony. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, Ben. Good to see you, and welcome everyone else who's tuning in.
You know, we're great to have you today. It was great being on the Facebook Live show. What was it, about a week and a half ago with Jed? It was a lot of fun. You know, we set up by the airport, and she set up a camera, and it really let me know a little bit about what you guys do. I mean, it is a really neat company you guys have, Up Media, and I want you to tell me the story. What do you guys do? You know, why do you do it? Who do you do it for? And you know, what's the brand all about? Tell me about the brand of Up Media.
Yeah, okay. So the brand is Up Media. And what we are effectively is a video storytelling company. So we are huge on storytelling. We believe that storytelling is everything. It's the way to capture attention, to get noticed, and to really cut through just the sea of noise that's going on in today's marketing. And, you know, you got to be edgy. You got to be different. You got to find a way to stand out. And so we've just found that with storytelling, which is actually something I've done all my life, and I can go into detail on that, that is really the tool that A, seems to be most popular, but is also just the most effective thing. So Up Media is really a digital marketing agency that focuses on video. We're a video first agency, and inside of that, we're a storytelling company.
Perfect. So all right, so you offered, so I'm going to ask, so what brought you here? So tell me the story of what brought you to the inception of Up Media, and you know, who are the type of clients that you guys, you know, represent today?
Yeah, so it was interesting. My background is actually in film and television. So I spent 10 years working in that industry, mostly doing post-production and a lot of animation and After Effects type of stuff. So my whole background has always been on the project has to have a compelling story or else it just doesn't even start. And so little by little, though, I started doing more freelance. I started getting more into video. And I started noticing that there was this huge gap in the business world with them not having understanding really compelling stories. You know, corporate video at the time was just really kind of dry. It was one person in front of a camera just telling you how great they are and just super boring. And so, you know, I sort of started getting pitched on people saying, oh, I need a video. And oh, I'd love to have a video. Can you do a video for me? And, you know, I mean, I started out just doing a couple wedding videos for a few friends and really loved it. I was like telling the story of the wedding. And, you know, that led on to more and more requests. And eventually that led me down to saying, hey, I have a thing here. Like I should start, you know, doing more video and doing more animation for the business world. And that kind of led me down the path of creating Up Media. And right now, the type of clients that we love to work with are CMOs, chief marketing officers, basically people who are leading experts in their industry, people who want to really stand out and really want to be on the cutting edge. So, you know, an industry expert would be someone who probably does some type of public speaking, or they present. Mm-hmm. They're really on the upper echelons of their industry. And so they're always looking for the best way that they can stand out. And they understand that video is the way of the future, that, well, it's the way of the present, really. They understand that video is such a powerful and dynamic tool, and they don't need any convincing. They just want to know, how can I make a compelling video?
Right.
Other than that, you know, large companies, sometimes small to large, medium companies as well, just healthy six-figure companies and beyond.
Okay. So you used the word compelling and storytelling.
Yeah.
Now, you know, as you said, there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people just shouting from the rooftop saying, look at me, look how wonderful I am, you know, do business with me. But you know what? I find that those people tend to get ignored. You know, yeah. it just gets washed out with the amount of noise that's out there. When you're defining a compelling story and you're talking to your customers, how are you communicating that so they understand the value and they can see the vision that you're trying to produce for their company?
Yeah, I love that question, Ben. I mean, it's so good, because that's what our brand is really all about, is like the compelling is the secret sauce. You know, mm-hmm. what makes a story compelling? Well, I'll tell you right off the bat, a good story has three things in it. It's got a conflict, a climax, and a resolution. So it doesn't have someone there that's happy in the beginning and happy in the middle and happy in the end, because there's no contrast. So right. A good story has like this contracting and expansion. So there's got to be a problem. There's got to be something that grabs your attention, because we kind of gravitate towards stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And the problem has to escalate to a point where it cannot be ignored anymore. And then in order to make the story real and inspiring, it's got to have a resolution. So right. Those three elements, if you can incorporate those into your branding, whether it's a video or a blog or a social media post or, you know, the write-up on your About Us section, I mean, you're going to have a really compelling story. I can't tell you how many About Me sections are just so boring. You know, mm-hmm. Like, try talking about the problem first. Try talking about, what did you see that you needed to start your company, that you thought, I need to make a product that solved this. That is the problem. And the climax is really, sorry, the climax is the inception of your company, is how that you're now disrupting the marketplace with your product and your service. And the resolution is your happy customer. It's the fact that you've been able to help people with what you do.
Exactly. You know, because I look at it and sit there and go, too many people look at conflict as they have to be negative.
Yes.
You know, they have to be negative, and we have to make people fearful, and we have to make people worried and scared, and, you know, and say, if you don't do this, horrible things will happen to you. Well, that tension and that conflict can also be done by doing it in a positive way. It says, by doing this, things will get better.
Yeah.
And it's a huge change, but it's a change that needs to happen in the industry, in my opinion. I mean, I'm in a total of, evangelist for this. I really believe that we need to move away from telling the horrible, terrible stories of that everything is terrible and everything is and only by doing this can we make things better. You know, it's, yes, we're trying to make tension. Yes, we're trying to let people know that there are issues, but we can do it in a way that doesn't make people scared and take people from a position of fear and mistrust. And, you know, those are the type of stories that I see you guys doing. And, you know, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that is such a good point. You're totally right, Ben. Like, the old school type of marketing is like, you're going to suffer if you don't buy this product, or you're going to lose all your money, or whatever it is. And that is,
or your hair.
What's that?
Or your hair.
Or your yeah, totally. So my product's working really well right now. I've got a full head of hair.
That's good.
But so it's, we, just like you, Ben, like, we are getting away from that model. We're recognizing that, yes, everybody has conflict in their life. Every entrepreneur wants to solve the problem that is creating conflict in people's lives. So there has to be some kind of conflict. It just doesn't have to be unrealistic. It shows up more in the sense of like actually creating a story that's real and vulnerable and authentic. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you an example. So we were working with an insurance company, and insurance can be pretty tough to make it sound interesting because it's pretty general stuff. But this was a really cool company in that they provided benefits for people, customized benefits for companies that have employees of 10 to 100. And so what we found with them is really investigating their company and their industry and what was going on was that a lot of insurance claims get denied. And this mm-hmm. is common knowledge for people in the insurance industry, but not common knowledge. If I'm an entrepreneur and I have a ton of employees, I don't know that. I'll just go to Joe Blow benefits guy down the block and I'll get a benefits package. And there's a lot of times that that will not be redeemed. So right. they're sort of fighting the fight. The monster that they're overcoming is these, you know, benefits not being redeemed properly. And so also on the other hand, they've got these the suppliers offer something called lifestyle dollars and health style dollars, which basically incentivize people to have benefits and really help them you get the most out of their benefits package. So this company sits right in the middle of those two polar opposites, and they bridge the gap between having extra money to utilize your benefits and make sure that your benefits always go through.
Right. So it's, you know, where does trust and empathy play in all this?
Well, trust and empathy is what is built by having a compelling story.
Correct.
If I don't, you know, how do you build trust and empathy without it? It's pretty tough for me to just show up and say, hey guys, I'm awesome. You need to trust me. Mm-hmm. Right. But if I show up and I provide you a ton of value and I share with you some of my failures and share with you some of my wins, now you see me as a human being and you trust me more. Right. So the storytelling component is a catalyst for trust and empathy, which I believe is the biggest catalyst to more sales and more business growth.
Absolutely. So it's not just you gaining trust from your clients. It's you explaining to your clients that without trust and empathy, you can't tell a great story. So it has to be authentic. The story has to be authentic. It has to differentiate them. It has to put them in a place that their competitors are not.
Yes.
And how do you help people get to that point? What are the steps that you go through to help your clients build those stories? So when you do actually, you know, roll the camera, that mm-hmm. you're actually telling the right story.
Yeah, so we have a process that we have crafted within the UpMedia brand, and it's called Hero Sculpture. It's mm-hmm. Sculpting the hero out of the block of marble. It's going into your business and looking at everything that you do that happens in your industry and then in your brand and finding out what is it that makes you different and what is it that makes you stand out. And we will not roll the cameras until we figure that out. And it's not hard. I mean, we have a 10-step process where we go through and we ask them a bunch of questions. And we essentially are, we're trying to figure out what makes them stand out. And the secret sauce of that is, how do you benefit your clients? Tell us some stories from the field. Tell us some stories about like your greatest client. How is that, you know, what's that story about? Because so many businesses in their marketing material just want to tell the story about themselves. And it's kind of self, you know, flagellating. It's a little bit boring. But mm-hmm. if I'm telling you the story of my client, you know, and you as a business owner, you're telling the story of your client, a success case or, you know, a case study or a really powerful story that stands out, that looks different, that looks great, and that draws people in.
So tell me a case study. Tell me something, you know, I mean, you gave me one, but give me another in terms of a client that was a challenge, you know, that was a real challenge and you helped them overcome a problem that they were having. So take me from the point where you came in, you know, and you work through them with the problem and go from there.
My mind is like going through the directory of like different clients. I'm like, how long do you have, Ben? Can I give you like 10? No. okay, let's do one. So I had a client that was doing an online course, and this client was actually struggling to find the right editing company, actually the right film company, because right. they had hired one company. And this company, not even a quarter way into the project, claimed that they went bankrupt and disappeared on her with a large deposit of her money.
Oh, wow.
So then she found another company. And this company had delivered pretty well on the rest of the footage that needed to be filmed. It was still very difficult. And she didn't feel like she was trusting them. Like she didn't trust mm-hmm. them. So she looked around and she was interviewing a whole bunch of different people and eventually landed on UpMedia. And we came in and basically edited the first video of a series of videos for basically for free and just said, hey, look, we're going to show you what we can do. And you know what? At the end of it, take the video. We don't even care. You know, we just take it. If you want to work with us after, great. But we just want to show you what we can do and that we're trustworthy. And we put our best foot forward on that. And, you know, we were the only person, the only candidate that she was interviewing that actually, you know, that did that. So we really won their trust early on and were able to finish off the rest of the course. And it was a lot of work. It was, you know, it was good. It was like a big, healthy contract. So
I hope you have her on video telling that story, you know, because that's a great story to have on your website.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to sit there and say, you know what, here's how we help somebody and this is how we made their life better.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that's what storytelling does. Mm-hmm. Storytelling brings people together. It shows empathy. It builds trust. It allows people to sit there and say, people like us go to Anthony because of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and those are the things that you need to, as any company to get people to understand that, you know what? Anybody can roll film. Anybody can edit. It's the people who can edit well and the people who can shoot well and the people who can get the best out of people that are nervous in front of a camera, because there are lots of people that are nervous in front of a camera.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are talents and those are special talents that the majority of people don't have. And it's making people feel comfortable and making people feel that you can do what you say you're going to do and that you can have them hold your hand. You're going to jump off a cliff together, but yeah. You're going to show them the comfortable way down. Absolutely. You know, you're not going to get them all scratched up on the rocks as they jump off the cliff. You know the safe way down, and you're going to be able to help them there. And that's what differentiates, in my mind, the good companies from the bad companies. And I think you're one of the good companies.
Oh, thank you, Ben. I think you are as well. And it's so true what you're saying. Like, we really, you know, first impressions are lasting. And 90% of people's first impression of you is going to be online when they go and type in your website and they look you up. And if they can see a really great video and a really authentic person behind the camera and a really good story, guess what? You have now differentiated yourself from 90% of the marketplace with a really solid piece of content. That. So in order for us to help you get there, we actually do camera coaching from a trained actor. You know, we do our hero sculpture process, so we know exactly the audience that we're speaking to. Mm-hmm. And we just make sure, and then by the time it gets to roll the camera and do the editing, that's like the icing on the cake. Now, of course, we make that as good as we can as well, but that's, you know, there's so much that prelim that goes into it.
And it's not a cookie cutter approach. No. You know, the way that you're going to edit one video is not the same way you're going to edit all the videos, and you're not going to shoot videos the same way. And you're willing to go to different locations and be flexible and work within the schedules of your clients to be able to make it right. And it's those little things that make all the difference in the world. I mean, it seems to be a topic that comes up over and over and over again on this show. Mm-hmm. Is it's the little things that make all the difference in the world. You know, everybody can grab their iPhone and shoot a video, but you know, it's the guys that can sit there and do it right. And the people that can sit there and look at, you know what, I'm not happy with the angle, or I'm not happy with the light, or I'm not happy with the way that you said that. Can we do it again? And can we think of it doing it this way? It's those little minute little details that make all the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking of that, I was in a coffee shop last week downtown, and they did something that I thought was really different. So when you go into the washroom, now this is a coffee shop that's prides themselves on good coffee. They're not your run of the mill place. They have a really, really complex process for how they make the coffee. It's all fair trade and foreign export, import. And when you go into the washroom, they've got a TV there playing a documentary about coffee. So you're learning
how
about
cool how is coffee that? Is made.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Like that is really the extra step, that extra mile. Yeah. You know, and I feel like those things are so important for your brand. Yeah. You know, for us, like we're really big on that. We don't just want to deliver a video. Like when we sign the contract with you, boom, we've got a card, a snail mail card that we deliver to your office or your home saying we're so excited to work with you.
When nice.
Do our planning session with you. We have our own Up Media candies that we give you that have our logo on it. You know, we have a thank you video that we send you when you're done. Like we are all about going the extra mile. Getting on camera is scary. It's hard. It's uncomfortable. You're supposed to broadcast this to the rest of the world. We want to do everything that we can do to make sure that you feel comfortable and safe throughout the whole process.
Absolutely. Because a lot of people, as you said, are totally and absolutely self-conscious in front of a camera. They're worried about a mole on their face, or they're worried about, oh, do I have a little bit of shine on my forehead or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's your job and you guys do it well to get people feeling comfortable in there and going those little things and letting people know, you know what, here are 10 steps that you can do before you get on camera to make sure that things are going to go well. Mm-hmm. And you guys take the extra time and the extra effort. And I think that goes with any type of business. That the more little things that we can do to differentiate ourselves, to tell a story that's unique, to get people to understand that they can trust us and we empathize with them, the yeah. better off we're going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, in so many ways, like not only will that inspire people to want to buy from you, but other people will want to promote you, you know,
yes.
like you coming on and adding value. Oh, I'm going to want to share Ben with the rest of the world because he's a guy that I trust and I have loyalty, right? So it's just people want to work with you. People want to refer you. You know, you're going to go a long way in life in all facets if you build loyalty and trust and are authentic.
Oh, yeah. And that's a lot of fun. So we've gone through about what makes you valuable. We've gone through, you know, your customers and what do you do and why do you do it? And, you know, and it's really important to look at those little steps because those are the things that are important. It's, you know, but I have one last question for you and then I'm going to let you go because you know what, this has been great.
Awesome.
The one question I have for you is when you walk out of the room, when you shut the door behind you, when you get in your car, when you drive away,
yeah,
what's the one thing you want people to remember about when you're not in the room?
I would say it all comes down to storytelling. I want, if anyone gets anything out of this interview, please add more storytelling into your content. Just do that. Research storytelling. You know, we've got blogs on upmedia.video. We've got stuff that teach you tips. Just become a storyteller, become a media company for your own company. And if you do that one thing, that's going to be huge for you.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more. The more we're living in a world of video and we're living in a world where people are more willing to watch a 5-minute YouTube video on how to change a spark plug than to read through a manual. I'm guilty of it 100 times out of 100.
Right.
You know, seriously, if I need to do something new, the first place I'm going is YouTube.
Right.
You know, how do I do it? I don't Google something. I go to YouTube because right. I want to, if it's a how to, somebody out there has already done it.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully there's 2 or 3 different videos because if one person doesn't do it well, somebody else has done it even better.
Absolutely.
But the more we can sit there and realize that there are thousands, if not millions of people out there looking for information, and the more we can give them that information in ways that they can easily digest, that they can respond to, that they can share,
mm-hmm.
the better off we are because people like to share great content. And why not make it yours?
Yeah.
You know, why should it be your competitor's information when it can be yours? And if you can, you know, put that money into your budget and say, you know what, we're going to create 10 videos this year that talk about the different little processes we do to make our customers' lives better. Or, you know what, we have a whole bunch of tech support issues that we constantly have every single month. These are the top 10 things that we do. Do some 2-minute or 5-minute videos on exactly how to fix those issues. You
yeah.
know what? It's going to save you money in the long term, and it's yeah. going to make your customers love you.
Mm-hmm.
So take the time, build the videos, build the library, because you know what?
people will watch them and people will appreciate them and go to great storytellers like Anthony, because you know what? To do it wrong, okay, you did it wrong once, but learn from it and do it better the second time and always be testing and always be improving and always look at something and sit there and say, you know what? If I was watching this for the first time, what would I think?
Absolutely. I love that. And I think just to throw one more bit in there on top of what you're saying, it really comes down to adding value. If you're going to make a how to change your spark plug or tie your tie or fix a leaky faucet, like just think about if you're not sure where to start, just think about what's going to add the most value to someone watching this. You start from that place, you're going to do really well.
Absolutely. Anthony, thank you very much for being part of the show. I really appreciate it. Head back to the green room. I will be back in a few minutes. I just want to say goodbye to everybody, and we will talk. Thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye.
So I hope you enjoyed that interview with Anthony. There were some really great tips there in terms of being able to create videos that tell a story and to be able to help people understand what you do, why you do it, and why they should care. So, you know, these are things that you should be thinking about of how to differentiate yourself in the market. Now, next week, I've got Sam Tierra on the show. Sam owns a company called Gratis One. He's a professor at SFU, Simon Fraser University. He has done multiple TED Talks, and he's really an engaging personality to talk to. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So come and visit us next week. But seriously, my company is Your Brand Marketing. What we do is we help you engage your clients. Come talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to help you be better at what you do. Have a great week, everybody.